The 5 p.m. hour of Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. It's Colin Russo and Mike Rizzo, Christian Catt. It's Russo and Rizzo streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter / X at ESPN West Palm. If you missed any of the show today, go listen back and listen in podcast format at Russo and Rizzo, Apple, Spotify, all those great places, and the ESPN South Florida app. Christian Catt is our producer behind the glass today. Christian, hello. What's going on?
Just good. Got a midday bump of whipped cream.
Which was bizarre.
Insanity.
So after the 4 o'clock hour, Christian Catt, who is, I guess, fiending for a snack, goes and checks out the kitchen that we have here at ESPN West Palm.
Slim Pickens.
And he found a thing of whipped cream. And, you know, like, you see it, like, in American Pie when they're, like, you know, putting the whipped cream and they're trying to, like, just eat it as a snack.
That would actually be very uncouth. That would be gross.
But here's my issue with this. Christian needs to start drinking more water, less sugar. Don't you wish to Dr. Josh on the doctor commercials, okay? We're in the stone belt down here.
Dr. Josh.
Dr. Joshua S. Jew, the commercial I did.
Oh, okay. I thought about TV commercials.
No, don't you listen to Dr. Jew? This is the stone belt, mate.
Okay. Really? I didn't know that.
We're in the stone belt. You need water. You dehydrated. You drink. You have 15.
Whipped cream.
Hang on. He has 15 caramels and 6 sugars in his coffee. When's the last time he had water?
I'm going to assume.
Hang on. No, I'm curious too. When is the last time you drank a good amount of water?
A glass. Why are you thinking so hard?
I don't know. I had some Moss by Messi last night. I had some Arnold
good
Palmer
shout.
Last night.
Not a good
shout.
What
do you drink in the middle of the night when you're parched?
A leftover body armor.
Oh, my God, dude. Anything but water. It's everything
in the middle of the
water.
Night.
Got coconut water in it.
You have an electrolyte sports drink in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's lukewarm.
Insanity. Oh God!
I sometimes get a little bit of the faucet water when I'm taking a shower.
Dude, I love Spout. Don't bash.
That's
Spout.
That's the last type of water you probably should be drinking, right?
Probably onto some, but I drink Spout. I drink out of the faucet. People think I'm crazy.
Unless you have a Culligan water filter, then you can.
I don't have that, and I still drink out of the faucet. Anyway, I still don't think there's a problem with that. People are. Friggin' hypochondriacs.
Just get a Brita.
Hypochondriacs.
Wash your clothes after every time you wear them.
could be onto something.
Watch our spots.
Yeah.
Hang on, this is the second
Pick
time.
Your battles.
Christian, this is the second time I'm used this. Touche. But I'm
yeah,
with
I haven't had a glass of water in
a week?
About a week and a half.
Oh my
That's
God.
Insane, dude.
Oh my God.
This body is built.
Oh my
built.
God.
I lost my water cup, so I can't even drink water on the golf course anymore.
You don't drink water when you're on a golf course?
Nah. Hang on, we've been stopping.
Bev card person comes around. If there's ever somebody with a Bev card or there's a place to get a drink, you don't do anything?
Time out on the court, 30 seconds. Christian, when we played golf, we were drinking water. I saw you drink.
I lost my cup.
You had 2 glasses of water.
I forgot it at that golf course.
But Christian, there's styrofoam cups you can get and fill up with water.
Guy like me, good for the environment. Styrofoam is not. So I feel like, feeding the machine.
I get my mind.
I don't want to be morbid. Your autopsy is going to be fascinating whenever we get to it. Like years and years down the line, it's going to be fascinating.
Christian,
you're going to be like, oh my God.
My crutch. I love salt. Salty. I prefer salty food like Chipotle. Like I don't do the sugar. The only thing that I drink is, and as Colin has known me for a year and a half now, water and black coffee. That is it. Dude, should I start drinking less coffee? Absolutely. But you need, especially down here, dude, my dad got a kidney stone and the ambulance had to come. Ever since that day, I've drank water like a madman. I drink water.
I'm surprised that doesn't freak you out.
Yeah, right?
First of all, if they haven't gotten him yet, I'm surprised
well,
on top of that.
30.
So they haven't.
Time out. The old man got the kidney stone when he was like 45, all right? You're not even 30. So, like, he won't feel the repercussions of the kidney stones until later on.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Dude,
the calcium builds
very
up.
Very rare for a 20-some-year-old to have a kidney stone.
Is it? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't know that. I thought it was if you didn't drink enough water. How old are you, 27?
Yeah. I think it's more pressing that no one in the office. There was 6 people in the office when I got whipped cream, and I offered it to everybody else to take a bump with me, and no one would.
And time out. Tell him the craziest part about the bump of the whipped
cream. So Christian walks around with this whipped cream.
And
you don't know how to, you know. So he puts it on his wrist like he's a girl taking a tequila shot with the salt. Like that. That's what it
Literally.
Looked like.
I think it's
You're
gendered.
At El Camino
No, but that's what
shot.
I, you know, that maybe I'm wrong. But
a caviar bump. That's what it really is. People put caviar on there, like
you're looking. You're looking for a snack, and you're licking it off your forearm, like a dog.
Like a dog.
Well, it'd be very gross if I took it right from the spout.
That's where we draw the line.
The whipped cream would be ruined for everybody.
I'd rather you just raised it above your mouth and squirted it in than licked your wrist.
And then put it back in the fridge? Sure. What kind of teammate am I?
No one's eating
that. What difference
does
it make between your wrist and holding it up in the air?
If you hold it up in the air and you're not touching your mouth, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess. But fountaining when the risk is the whole office loses that can of whipped cream, that's a risk I can't take.
Time out. I can almost guarantee like you could take that home and no one will bat an eye.
If and when you ever start drinking water like to the normal levels of what a human does, that's going to be such a shock for your system. You're going to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to use the bathroom too much.
You're going to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds.
I try to use the bathroom more than I want
I'm trying to think in the office, our coworkers. Outside of John O'Terry and Colin Russo, no one's really a sweet snacker here. Like we see
Cade Chumslin's a big sweets guy.
I've never seen him eat a sweet in the office.
Did you say I was a sweet snacker?
Dude, you could have a box of cookies.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So I don't want to hear it. You'd eat a box of cookies if they were in front of you.
The cookies are bad. I agree with
that. All right,
so
perfect.
All right, fair enough.
Like O'Terry, the only ones who would be upset about the whipped cream would be O'Terry and Colin.
Well, I'm not touching the whipped cream in the fridge. All right, so you get one less person.
So you get no need.
I'm not losing sleep over a random thing.
So I can go into the work group chat right now.
You're good.
All right,
you're good with me. You're good with me.
Yeah. Now, Dave Drude, our director of ops, brought up a good question. What would you take a shot of in the fridge? Christian's was whipped cream. You want to know what I said? Pickle juice. I love pickle juice.
That's just like of our fridge or
like, yeah,
fridge?
Just the work fridge. Like something that, you know.
It's all just like a bunch of leftovers. And
that's why I said pickle
and
juice.
And obscure sauces.
That's why I said pickle juice. Survives the test of time.
There are 16 kinds of barbecue sauce in there.
A lot
fridge,
of sauces. Someone that's is. That's a work fridge if I've ever seen
so
it.
I had
just sauces.
I had with my salad and fruit today, I had those nuggies from Publix.
Yeah.
And I looked in there. I'm like, what can I dip this in? Like 1,500 different things. I pulled out the honey mustard. I pulled out the barbecue and the ketchup. Our GM, Stephanie Prince, goes, she looks at me. She goes, got every single condiment in the fridge. And just walk back.
You know, drive by.
Yeah. Drive by. Just walk back to her dogs. I started dying laughing.
My old workplace, Ricky Rugow, would used to put a donation jar in front of the fridge, and he would stock the fridge with snacks and drinks. I think I should take that upon myself.
No. No, 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 no.
Why?
Because you're going to find...
It's going to be like...
Godforsaken drinks.
It's going to be these obscure candies that, you know, I mean...
We need water.
You need water.
Water.
You need water.
Water.
You need water.
Water and coffee. What would
you put in there? If we gave you a $20 budget per week, what would you fill the fridge with?
Let's see.
$25.
$25.
As a communal space type of thing... I think that's a fair number for the
fair
week.
Shout.
No, because a lot of people work in this office. A lot of people.
We're not
work.
Feeding everybody in the office. It's a little different than feeding. It's just like snacking.
You head over there, like
I think $50 a week would be the necessity.
$50 a week. What are you gonna buy with $50 a week? That's a lot of money.
It is.
What are you gonna do with $50? You know how many snacks is $50 worth of snacks?
Got an office with like 15 or more people a day.
You want to know what I would get? I'd get those the sleeves of apples that you rip open. There's like three of them in there. Such a good snack.
Like the McDonald's Happy Meal thing? Like those apples?
I mean, I guess.
I do like
I
those.
Guess, but
I like
it's
those
an
apples
apple.
That have preservatives that are apple slices.
Oh,
those
like
are
the,
really
you like
good.
The, you like the apples that don't go rotten
yes.
after 3 years?
One of my favorites, especially this time of year, you get the caramel sauce
no.
at the produce
section. Now you're losing me. Now you're losing me. Now you're losing me. Now you're losing.
And then you get the bag that has the sliced apples that have preservatives.
He's made of caramel. Between his
he's
coffee.
He's made of preservatives.
You microwave the caramel and,
made
it gets, and you dip it in.
Dude, those companies love you.
Oh, my freshman year of college, I used to sit in my dorm room.
Those class action lawsuits, when they eventually come out, dude, you are going to be
you
want to
know
rich
what I'm gonna get Christian,
with how much you have ingest.
Do you want to know what Christian just told, just subconsciously? He's just going to get candy apples with covered in the granny's candy apples covered with caramel and green apple.
All right, so
now the one sweet treat that I probably would not be able to say no to are those suckers with caramel and the sour apple. Those things are unbelievable.
It's pretty good.
That's one of the best candy items. Like every Halloween.
Not a caramel guy.
Yeah, I know. You don't like peanut butter
I
either.
Like peanut
you're
butter.
Insane.
Think grow up.
Both of you don't like peanut butter, right. which is like
ooh,
a,
you know what?
Alien.
Maybe I get a box of Uncrustables.
Yeah, well,
I feel like that'd be a very clutch snack to have that could be sugar. Even I'm a not meal replacement.
Yeah, I get that. I didn't grow up with that either.
I love them, but there's a lot of sugar in
it. So you get Uncrustables? That's what you get?
I would do.
How would you feed the office?
I would do Uncrustables.
If we gave you an unlimited budget, what would you get the office as a meal? If you're going to set up a office, hey, Christian's handling lunch today. Here's $250. So like that's you can get whatever the hell you want. What are you getting?
I'm not a big fan of the caterings that are around here.
So what are you going to get everybody an individual meal?
No names, please, yeah. By the way.
Too. Yeah, I think I would pass along.
No names, please.
I would
no pass names, please, to the Burger King catering. All right.
I would pass along a Google Forms link and say, hey, just send me your order to
so-and-so.
We'd get Greek. That's what I would get for everybody. Right. We'd get Greek food.
Greek food.
Euros for everybody.
All right, I'm fine. I'm on board with that.
I'm 100%
on board. I would get rid of the Google Forms link. Everyone's getting the Euro. Same thing. That's what I would get for the entire office.
Honest to God.
20 euros.
Dude, yeah. I got to give him a shot. And I know I just said no names, please.
If a you're kebab?
In, if like, you're in, if you're, listen, if you're in Peoria, Illinois, go to Olympia. Okay. I mean, all my right. God.
Talk about no names, please.
That is the best.
You break your own rules like
Andrew,
no ever met.
I know I do. Andrew and his brother Paul, man. I'm telling you what, Olympia and Peoria, dude, I must have been, for a month, I must have had 2 euros a week from that place. So like the office, we would get, like part of our trade were the gift cards. And my boss, Scott, would just feed me Olympia gift cards. Feed me euros and those delicious
Mike, if you
French
got that
fries.
Free budget, you'd probably get the Chipotle catering.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know.
I love Chipotle. I need the cart.
A lot of the catering versions.
I need the
Carnale
Jones cart. Sorry.
Yeah. A lot of the catering versions of food that I do like isn't the same when you get it, when they bring the big trays over. It just does not taste the same.
Hear me out on this. You mentioned Chipotle. I think like 85% of the people I know would eat Chipotle if it was catered. Who doesn't like Chipotle? Have you
you're
met
just saying
somebody?
It's your favorite meal.
Have you met
You're just saying it's because your favorite meal.
Be honest with me.
I mean,
have you
the pendulum has swung, man.
Have
like
you,
the Qdoba and the Moe's crew, they're loud and they're vocal.
All I'm saying is, have you Moe's. Met somebody? Have you met somebody that doesn't like Chipotle?
Yeah, I don't dude. Ask everybody I've ever met if they like Chipotle.
I've never, in a setting where we needed to go get food or whatever in high school,
it is
and
a
college,
reliable option.
I have never, no one has ever said, Chipotle, you nuts? I'd never
yeah,
had
like
that
the,
happen.
The salmonella problem they had in like 2017.
Dude, I have the iron gut. All right. I
have the iron gut. Powered through it.
All right. Yeah. Granted, I don't
head on.
I don't have the iron gut. It's like the absolute opposite.
Don't even bother to elaborate.
TMI. yes. No. Doesn't
like,
bother me.
It does. I do. And like do you want Chipotle, to, but I have a lot of people in my circle that are firmly anti.
Do you want to know what's the most underrated part about Chipotle? Is the guacamole.
No. I think that's a pretty properly rated part.
It is
part
the best.
I feel like a lot of people really like it.
The guac
really
is out of this. The guac is out of this world.
I would be right if you could have led with that. Be no problem.
Out of this
it's
world.
It's not underrated.
Out of, it
the,
is
I
very
think the
underrated.
Corn is actually the underrated part of the bowl.
It's what makes the bowl. The corn makes the corn and the sour cream. Double wrap chicken burrito with sour cream, extra white rice, sour
like
cream, corn, cheese, and lettuce.
On. You keep their lights on. How often do you get Chipotle?
It's at least once a week. Sometimes two.
So two times a week?
Once a week.
Once a week.
Once a week.
I had bad experience at my local one.
Six times a month?
Here's my issue. You know, with Doc Al, I'm down. I'm down weight with Doc Al over at Menzoy Medical,
oh,
so
and your,
I only
and your
do it.
Your bull is like made for horses and oxes.
Dude,
and to keep them on weight, you know, when they're
Colin,
getting the cattle
Colin,
up.
Colin.
When they're keeping the cattle
mean,
fed for
you mean,
the season.
You mean,
that's the type of meal that Mike gets.
You mean my bowl, burrito, large bag of chips, and guacamole?
Oh, my God.
In one sitting, gone in 15 minutes?
And feed a family of four.
Don't know where it went.
Instead of Chipotle and indulging. I think I actually do know where Christian would get food catered for the office. Probably Racetrack, right?
Yeah, man. You got to take advantage of their buy one, get one for $1 tornadoes or hot dogs. It's incredible. Me and Colin are going to meet Mr. Freeze tomorrow.
Yeah, Mike, you know Mr. Freeze?
Hang on. Are you racing him?
I'm bringing my running shoes. He better.
So if you've ever been to a Braves game or seen it on TV, they have the Beat the Freeze contest where they take a fan out of the crowd, your average Joe fan, and he gets like a, I don't know, halfway there head start against the Freeze.
Well, he's smart. What he does is he reads. The guy gets a head start. He runs for a little bit. And then the Olympian has like an eye for it. And because I think he's an elite runner. And he definitely, I'm going to ask him tomorrow. He definitely tracks and determines the level scale of competition And that's when he leaves.
So he races these, and then they always, no one can beat the freeze. And that's the mascot for Racetrack. Racetrack is your favorite gas station, man. If you don't have a favorite gas station, you do now. It's Racetrack. They're more than just your one-stop shop for a football tailgate. They are supporting our community. They are your team's biggest fan. With their whatever gets you going style of convenience, Racetrack is your go-to for all the game day essentials. You can get your ice there, your ice-cold drinks there, your salty snacks, your sweet treats. How about that freshly made in-house pizza? Mike has tried it. Mike has loved it. They've got breakfast pizza there, too. And their pepperoni is brand new. Three different types of pepperoni on their pepperoni pizzas. It's all hot and ready to go. And what I like about Racetrack, it's always convenient. And when I say convenient, when you're going to the gas station, you're not have all the time in the world. You're short on time. In, out, 30 seconds. Some racetracks have self-checkout, so it's nice and quick. I like their roller tornadoes. The ultimate nacho tornado was my favorite personally. From Friday Night Lights to unforgettable touchdowns that light up the scoreboard, Racetrack is proud to support and fuel the passion and spirit of our young athletes. Join them all fall. Join them all year to cheer on your local high school football team at Racetrack. Together, we're making a difference.
Are you going to be grilling Dr. Freeze with questions tomorrow?
I'm curious about a couple things. I'm curious if there's more of him. Are you the only one? Do you race 81 games a year? Do you have what type of running shoe do you support?
Injuries?
Yeah. Have you ever gotten injured? How well do you determine? If you lose, does the guy get anything? Where do you train? Do you do just sprint workouts? Do you run long distance?
So Colin is hoping to beat this individual tomorrow and go.
Well, I'm racing him. Whether he likes it or not, I don't care. We don't have to film it. I'm racing him. So that's going to happen.
We're meeting at the racetrack in, I think, Riviera Beach.
He's like the fastest man on the planet, no?
No. No.
Isn't that his shtick?
He's a very fast individual. Oh, he's okay. Not the fastest. Fastest man on the planet's got Olympics to train for.
Okay.
This guy's not an Olympian.
I thought that was like his
shtick. Oh, he might be an Olympian. I'm not sure.
I thought that was his shtick. Like,
he's really fast. All right, first of all, if you're the fastest man in the world, it's not a shtick. Let's erase that. All right,
that's his bit.
He's the fastest man alive.
Exactly.
Right?
That's Mark Henry.
That's his shtick.
That's his shtick. You know what I mean? Man. But all right. Well, Colin's gonna plan on winning this and going, what do I win? And when he says nothing, that's when Colin.
That's fine. I need bragging rights.
I think you'll get a free drink from the freeze.
You know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna start running, and my top end speed is okay. Like, I don't know what he's used to.
Talking 15, 16?
I think probably 17, 18. And he's going to see that, and he's going to think, all right, this is not like, you know, Joe from Section 326, you know, at Braves Marlins.
You're cut above,
maybe. This guy's a little faster. I'm selling myself a little too high, but maybe. Comparatively to some of the people I've seen run against Mr. Freeze, I think he's going to notice that, and you're not going to notice that big of a head start.
Yeah, I mean,
we're running, a couple hundred yards? Yeah, down the street. Dude, that is fine.
You just got done telling me his whole shtick is knowing how much slower and faster the next person is.
You got to stop saying shtick.
It's one of my favorite words in the dictionary.
It's not a shtick fastest man alive.
That's his shtick, is that he pretends to be the fastest man alive, and he's going to smoke you in a race.
He probably will. That I have no problem with.
I don't know why. What is the need for you to challenge him? May I ask?
What do you mean?
He's going to kick your butt.
I mean,
no?
I don't think this is a common thing. I think they want this to happen.
No, I want this to happen.
I mean, hang on.
I want this to happen.
Our director of marketing, Christina, said he wasn't racing him. And Brian, our director of content and boss, goes, why do you want to race him?
I want to race
him. So this is totally a Colin thing. This isn't like.
Let's just put it this way. When I meet him, we're racing within 5 minutes. We're getting this out of the way. All right, I can't just sit here and talk to you and not think about racing you, so let's just get this out of the way, and then we can move on with whatever we're doing.
I'm not even going to say it. That's what? Your shtick.
That's not my shtick. What's my shtick? I want to race people? I've never raced anybody.
To get challenged is your shtick. You need to be challenged with something.
Anna Jarn, Levine Accent Attorneys, been in that car accident, you raced Mr. Freeze, you fell, he tripped you. You never know.
That's not you tomorrow. You're gonna call Mark.
Truck accident, suffered a slip and fall. My friends Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys are here to fight for you. They don't even charge you unless you win. They work their hardest to get you that maximum compensation that you deserve. Let's call it like we see it. Basically, looking at the whole board, they are the best in the business. for a reason in South Florida. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. Go demand the best. It all takes is that one phone call. Take back control of your life today. Do it now and get that free consultation. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Take back control with Anajar and Levine. We'll do a little 5-on-5 on the other side of things. It's Bruce Sonrizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
If you enjoy rooting against the Yankees, and I understand you probably enjoy rooting against Philadelphia as well. Philadelphia's playing tonight Game 4 of the NLDS against the Dodgers in Los Angeles, a 6:08. How about that? A 3 o'clock game local time for Los Angeles. I'm rooting for the Phillies here. They got Sanchez on the mound. And against Glasnow, but with Sanchez, I'm rooting for Ohtani to be on the mound game 5 in Citizens Bank on Saturday night. That's all I want. So that's actually why I'm going to bet and root for the Philadelphia Phillies tonight in the divisional series games, which you also have the Brewers and the Cubs game 4. You had a lot to bet on, and you got the Eagles and Giants week 6 kicking things off on Thursday Night Football. You get a great college slate coming up this weekend. You got a lot to look forward to and a lot to watch, a lot to bet on. Download the Hard Rock Bet app on the App Store or the Google Play Store and put just $5 in, because if you put $5 in, bet $5, win it. You get $150 immediately in bonus bets. Refer a friend to get $50 on top of that as well. Check out the Stats Hub. See where the moving lines are. See where actually the money is. See what big shifts lie. If you have questions as to why Kansas City is actually favored against the Detroit Lions on Sunday Night Football next week, that's what you can check out on the app. And even bet player props, different leagues. String things together on the Discover page and put together a parlay. Have some fun with it. That is Hard Rock Bet. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus. Physically present in front of the wager. Terms and conditions apply. Considered by gambling, call 1-888-MINUTE. All right, let's bounce around. Let's do a little 5-on-5 presented by Flagler Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking, Big Ten.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number 1.
Big news out of the NBA around LeBron James. No, it's not the decision 2.0. We found out it's a Hennessy ad. Instead, it's injury news for LeBron. Lakers superstar LeBron James will miss at least 3 to 4 weeks due to sciatica on his right side.
Sciatica?
I'm not familiar with the...
It's a nerve issue in your back, and it's almost exclusively for middle-aged men, and that's the craziest part. LeBron is a middle-aged man.
He has not played in the preseason yet,
Watch your mouth. This timeline will
have him sidelined for at least 5 regular season games.
Listen, the NBA season starts too early as it is. The fact that we have basketball in October, who's watching that league in October? I mean, let's be honest with ourselves.
You love dunking on the NBA.
They need to start the season Christmas. They need to start the season at Christmas time. They need to get rid of 20 games. It'll never happen.
Pain areas in the back, buttocks, hip, and lower extremities.
Outside of the Cavaliers, LeBron, and the Heat, because we're home of the Heat. LeBron is one of the only reasons I watch the league, so I'm hurt from that standpoint. But I don't get your rest, King. Who the hell needs to play October basketball?
That's crazy. Sciatica is a middle-aged injury.
Dare I say he's just making things up so he doesn't have to play for 3 to 4 weeks?
He's not.
No
made.
One wants to play. I'll say it again.
Tyler Hero.
Nobody wants to play basketball in October.
Getting a surgery a week before the season starts. What's number 2?
Number 2.
Thursday Night Football tonight. It's the Giants hosting the Eagles. Eagles road favorites of 7.5 points. What are you most looking forward to in this divisional matchup, if anything?
Well, let's see how the Giants respond after a terrible, terrible performance against New Orleans on Sunday. It's the first short week of Jackson Dart's career. Let's see how the offense responds. Mike and I are going to make our cover 5 picks on the other side of things, so that will be where our full actual breakdown comes, but we do have a hot side that we're taking.
We do. To answer your question, I want to see how Jackson Dart plays. against probably the best defense in the NFL.
Coming off a loss.
And I want to see how the Eagles respond after losing at home. This is a divisional game. I think they understand how important that is, even though the Commanders and the Cowboys don't look like, you know, world beaters this year. I'm interested in those two things going in tonight's Thursday night football game.
Number three.
Go to baseball, where we've got some NLDS action tonight. Two teams that are down 2-1 in terms of the five-game series. Phillies down 2-1 to the Dodgers. Cubs down 2-1 to the Brewers. Both of these teams will have to win both a road and a home game in order to win the series and upset their foes. Who do you have more confidence in actually overcoming the deficit? Cubs, who are down 2-1, or the Phillies?
I have more confidence in the Phillies, and that's crazy to say because I think the Dodgers are the best team remaining. But I do not see and that was a dramatic, dramatic game last night. Game 3, 4-3. I mean, they were trying to survive with their bullpen, which is already shaky to begin with. This is Chicago, that is. And the Brewers are dangerous. They just knock on the door every chance they get. Cubs were able to escape. I actually anticipate a little bit of what Toronto did last night and to close them out with a lot of offense.
I've been dead wrong on the MLB side so far in the playoffs this year. I'm going to stay constant, though. I think the Dodgers are still that best team and a step above than everyone else. Listen, give credit to Schwarber, man. That guy was ice cold and had two pretty big home runs last night for the Phillies. That was fun to watch. I'm with Colin. I'm rooting for game fives on both sides, but I'm going to have to go with the Cubs because I think the Dodgers are just that much better than everybody else right now.
Number four.
Well, right around now is the deadline to get your survivor picks in and the survivor pools. It was a bloodbath last weekend with the Rams losing to the 49ers. That cut out a lot of people that were in survivor pools.
It didn't cut out Christian and I. Indiana Jones, baby.
Cardinals losing also destroyed a lot of survivor pools. When you look ahead at this week 6 slate, there's one double-digit favorite and a bunch of touchdown favorites. Mike, Colin, I know, Colin, you're alive in one of your survivor pools. Who are you guys going with for this week?
I still have the Packers available.
14.5 point favorites against the Joe Flacco Bengals.
I kind of like the 14.5 for Cincinnati. I kind of do.
You want to get a middle there then?
I don't want to take Green Bay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because they traditionally are not great off the bye with Matt LaFleur. I was going through it today. They have traditionally not been great off the bye. But I do think they're going to win the game. But 14.5. Mike doesn't like it. We're going to talk about that next when we make our picks.
I'm not as locked in on the Packers as Colin is. Keep in mind, Colin was on the radio in Wisconsin for about 3.5 years, so he would know that bye week stat better than I would.
I might take Denver this week in London. I might.
It's green. My brother and I and cousin, three of us are on the Jedi Council when it comes to making our picks. We could live with Green Bay losing to Joe Flacco at home. If they don't win, I could live with it.
That's your team trading the.
I could live with it.
The knife that's so crazy.
No one could have predicted it. I think that's fair.
I could live with it. And on the flip side,
keep an eye out. That's going to be a 37-35 shootout.
The other game you could take. There are two winners this week. It's Green Bay and it's the Steelers. The Steelers host the Browns. The Browns have not won a regular season game in Pittsburgh in 20 years. Remember, they won that COVID year playoff game, but that wasn't a regular season game. They haven't won in that godforsaken stadium, that giant yellow mustard stadium, and God knows how long, okay? Those are the two teams. We're deciding not to fade the Browns this week, and we're going to go with the Packers because we looked on the schedule. I really don't know where else we would take the Packers outside of at home against the Bengals this week. The issue, everyone's going to be on that game.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
Everyone's going to be on the game, and I have made my peace with it. Yeah. I made my peace.
One of those survive in advance weeks.
Yeah, it is. And I could live with Joe Flacco going into Green Bay with those cheeseheads and winning. If they lose that game, all three of us, that's the first thing we all said to each other is we could live with it.
All right. Yeah, Mike, the two options you gave to me, I'm in two leagues. That's the two that I picked.
Yep.
In my survivor pool that has a ton of people, I went with the Steelers to try to get a numerical edge. And like you said, get opportunity with the Steelers now because you won't have much later.
Agreed.
And then the one with less people, I saw there's about 25 people left. 8 of those people already picked Green Bay. So I said, all right, I'll take Green Bay because I know that at least 8 people can't.
I think we could all agree on this. fixtures are, or excuse me, the matchups, world football, the matchups are tough. The matchups have been tough this year. Yeah. They really have been, man.
I have 33 people left in mind. I imagine a lot of them are going to take Green Bay, so that's why I want to stay away.
The Colts are 7.5-point favorites against the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are going to surprise people and ruined another week of survivor pools by losing when they should have won.
There's something about
winning when they should have lost.
Team responding after a terrible loss. There's something about that professional football. I agree with you. I think
they're
going to get them
everything. I'm dead on that Cardinal over.
But
I'm dead on that Cardinal over, mate.
Think of the way they lost last week. Two of those plays won't happen again. Anyone this year. The fumble at the back of the end zone.
I don't know.
And the interception and the fumble
at
the back.
That locker room cares at all about that head coach. They're going to come out and play really tough because of all the flack he's gotten. And I think they like that coach. I do think so.
I think Indianapolis is just good, though, guys.
Yeah, very good. There's no doubt.
I think they're
it's a week-by-week league. Any given Sunday. Any given Sunday.
But those are, to answer your question, Green Bay and Pittsburgh, you'll be advancing.
More thinking about who I'm betting against rather than who I'm betting for. That's why I think Denver. I mean, the Jets are so bad.
I picked Denver already.
Yeah, they're so bad.
We picked Denver week one, and we sweated it out against the Titans.
Number four.
All right, we're going to skip right to number five.
Number
instead.
Five.
Spoh's the head coach of Team USA Basketball. Good move, bad move?
I think that is a fine move.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Number five.
All right, now to get to business.
Perfect.
Mike, you might know about this guy more than I do. Newcastle United midfielder Joe Willock, 26 years old, had to be rescued from a York maze, think of a corn maze, after a distress call to emergency services was made around 5 o'clock on Tuesday. He had been lost in the United Kingdom's largest maze for approximately 6 hours.
Oh my God.
How long do you need to be lost in a corn maze for you to call 911?
45 minutes.
I'm kind of with
Colin.
You're
getting airlifted out of there?
This is a waste of time.
I hate
this
that
stuff.
This
is a waste
guys,
of time.
Guys, I'm with Colin on that.
You go. You I find an external way of getting out of there. You climb something. You scream. Dude, you do something to get the hell out of there.
Call 911? What if it's a big one? They can't hear you and you're by yourself.
Climb a wall. Is this like a stone wall or is this like shrubbery?
This is very thick shrubbery. You can't get through it.
Dude, it's... Think of Harry Potter. Think of Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire.
What a waste of time.
Think of Harry Potter,
Goblet of
Fire.
Is there nobody else in the maze?
He was stuck.
There was nobody else in the maze?
Apparently not.
I am... I'm with Colin on this. I don't...
An hour I'm calling someone.
Okay. Let's say they give you an estimate. They say this maze should cost you 1 hour to complete. So you know you're getting into a bit of an endeavor there.
It might. So
how soon after the 1 hour suggested time do you call 911?
Yeah, I've never been in a maze that has taken me longer than like 8 or 9 minutes to figure out.
Boys, I have a story. Godforsaken amusement park that I'm not going to name because I actually really like the amusement park.
Oh, Cedar Point,
Yeah.
An ex of mine and I, we went into this maze.
Like an indoor maze.
We couldn't, dude. Guys, she started crying. She thought like we were done.
Damn, you gave her the ick, Mike.
Was it like the House of Mirrors?
Is there anything more emasculating than not being able to do a maze?
It was a House of Mirrors?
Along those lines. It was like a trick
room
kind of fun house thing. But it was huge. It was the size of 2 football fields, okay? And it's like at this point, I looked at her and I said, we're going to get out of this. I ultimately
What are you doing? What is an action movie?
I ultimately let us out of it, but like
You let her out of the maze? You had no other
But like here's the issue. It was close to closing time of the park. That's why she was freaking out. And like we ended up figuring out how to get out. And I looked at her. You know I have a saying. I looked at her. I said, so-and-so, mazes, whatever. Never again. Never again.
Mike, this is a two-way failure.
Never again. No, it was. I am not. But the moment she started crying, that's when the clutch gene had to kick in a little bit. Like, all right, kid, you got to figure this
help,
out,
I wouldn't be able to help but laugh, I'm going to be honest.
No, if this happened in my relationship, I would disappear and then scare her. Boo!
Yeah. Or like, you know, turn the corner and be like,
take some sharp left and right turns. All of a sudden,
like
she's by herself.
Somebody got you, like Friday the 13th.
Mike, they're closing soon. Are we gonna get out of here? Started crying.
As the man in the household, you got to get her out of there.
I did, and I got her out of there. But I looked at her. I said, never
again.
You
got her out of there.
I got her out of there, man. I looked at her.
You got her out of there.
I said, never again.
You were Forrest Bump.
We got her out.
Grant, I was like 16 years old, too.
You were Tom Hanks going to get Bubba. Yeah. Get him out of the Vietnam woods.
Yeah. I got him out.
Toss her over your shoulder.
Out of Saigon.
I said never again. Never again.
Gotta get him out.
Godforsaken maze. Might have been one of the first times I ever said or sang Godforsaken. That Godforsaken maze at No Names Please Amusement Park.
I'm going up to Chicago this weekend. Apparently they are massive for the pumpkin patches. Massive for the...
You're going to go into fall season for sure.
I'm going to do a maze.
You find a haunted house?
Those, I become Mike's ex-girlfriend with.
You gotta go.
I become a little bit of a pansy.
You gotta go.
I hate haunted houses.
You can't go in a city. You gotta, because there's too much law enforcement. You gotta go in the middle of nowhere.
Where they can touch you?
Where they can, and you gotta sign like the 7 waivers. And they can beat you up and everything and cut your hair.
Do you like haunted houses?
No.
I cannot stand them. But I cannot stand
them. I'd be so intrigued. To see what that's about. I'd be so intrigued.
I used to watch the Travel Channel this time, like when I was a kid growing up, and they would always go to like world's most extreme haunted houses. And they would tie you up and like just beat you with hammers.
Oh God.
That one got shut down. I heard that. Yeah, that one got shut down. I know that story. It was literally like a torture chamber.
It was 7 floors of hell. Was the one we went up growing up in Cleveland. I could not stand it.
Well, there was a haunted...
It was such a waste of time.
A haunted hayride. My Uncle Bill was this, like, hillbilly dude, would wear the full-body camo. And we would go out to the same one in Pine Bush, New York. And it's like 4 years in a row. Every single year, on the haunted hayride, I would bury my head between my knees and start crying because I could not handle... these creatures coming out of the woods and doing the fake chainsaw. I would cry every... When I was a kid, I couldn't do it.
I
want to try out Universal Studios and see if as an adult I can handle it and appreciate it.
That's definitely not a big-time haunted house. It's a Universal Studios for children. I'm
Ebenezer Scrooge on those things, telling you how stupid it is the whole time. Like, God, I can't wait for this to be over. Like, oh,
I'm just so fast.
So stupid.
I'm so fast. There's nothing like the rush of a haunted house.
You want to do one this year?
I'll never forget. One of these guys was like doing something so ridiculous to one of my buddy's girlfriends. I literally stopped. I looked at the guy. I said, "You're an idiot." And everybody, including the workers, just started dying laughing.
This feels like a fake story.
No, dude. It was just like perfect timing.
And everyone clapped.
Saving his girlfriend.
I looked at the dude. I said, "Honest God, you're an idiot." And everyone just started dying laughing.
You got to go like the middle of Missouri, Kansas.
There's the horror movies about that.
That's
about
how you,
fake
that's
haunted
how you
houses.
Don't come back. You're not going to come back, kid.
That's where the real haunted houses are. The ones you get to sign all the waivers.
If you own and operate a haunted house, we will get the ESPN West Palm crew to go there.
I'm terrible.
888-760-3776. Best haunted houses in Florida. If you got one in mind, you want to plug your buddies, please let us know. 888-760-3776.
Plug your buddies. What is this house in Jupiter? He's running a haunted house in Jupiter at his home.
You got to go inside of Florida. You got to go in westward. It's probably on Alligator Alley somewhere. There's probably a haunted house somewhere.
My best buddy's older brother has got like kids and stuff, and he creates one on his front lawn like every year. They love Halloween.
For children.
Yeah.
Right.
I like Halloween too. I just, dude, the haunted house, fake chainsaw, you know, Christian crying. I could go without all that, man. Got to be honest.
You will see me the most vulnerable you've ever seen me at a haunted house.
Wow.
And I don't blame you.
Honestly,
I don't blame you.
Screams. Like,
Mike's going to be miserable. Christian's going to be scared.
Like, I don't even
think
it's just miserable.
I think it's funny always. I just think it's funny. I don't know.
Not next weekend, the weekend after that.
Like Colin's saying, the waste of time. Like, yeah, that is the definition of a waste of time, walking in those godforsaken houses.
ESPN South Florida app available to download on the App Store. Listen to Mike Rizzo and myself. Listen to Theoretically Speaking. Listen to Inter-Miami English and Spanish. Listen to our high school coverage tomorrow night. ESPN West Palm High School Game Day. It's all available on the app. Listen to it in full, including the Florida Panthers broadcast every game on the app. Stay tuned for that. We got to make our Cover 5 picks on the other side of things into the NFL season. It's Rizzo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Week 6 of the NFL season kicking off in just about 2 or so hours. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Catt, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. The Cover 5 app is available to download on the App Store. Go to ESPN West Palm in the groups and then use code MVP2025 to get into the league. How it works is this. It's lightning bets. Pick 5 games a week. If you pit, Kansas City Chiefs that are favored by 2.5 this week, if they win by 10, you basically get 8 points. That's how this works. Every game, it's about how much you win the spread by. You win, you get entered for a chance to win some Duffy's gift cards. And if you beat both shows, as in Theo Dorsey and Christian Catt and myself and Mike Rizzo, you do that, you get opportunities to win some Duffy's. And at the end of the year, the person... Tell me if I'm getting this right. The end of the year.
If you're in already.
If you are.
You had to be in by week 4, so if you're in already.
Never mind.
But it's $50. no one beat Russo and Rizzo and Theoretically Speaking last week, so the prize rolled over to this week. So we have $50 on the line.
It's a lot of money.
All right, let's get right into the picks. We're going with Denver favored at New York, 7.5. We're
at New York. Well, it's in London. Yes.
Sorry. Banking on the Jets still stinking. We're going with the Chargers favored at Miami by 3.5.
That's a get-right game. I like that as well.
Tampa Bay at home, favorites against San Francisco, 2.5. San Francisco has been flirting with disaster for too long. I think a big day from Emeka Egbuka is due. Kyle doesn't like that pick. The two picks, folks, that I kind of will claim here, Tampa Bay and Detroit, and then I took Detroit plus 2.5 against Kansas City. Christian
Vegas
was on
knows
it.
Something.
Christian was on it before the season, and I'm finally there. I think Kansas City stinks. I do. I think they stink. I don't think they're a good team.
Let it be known. Let's put it out into the world. I think that we should take Cincinnati this week plus 14.5.
I wanted to fade Carolina. Colin did not
Carolina.
Let me fade Carolina.
We're not touching Carolina. Not with my over.
And then Christian, our last Cover 5 game, Buffalo at Atlanta -3.5. We're on a lot of road dogs.
Are we taking Chicago? Did you take out the Eagles?
I told you, give me Detroit.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Unless you want.
No, I like Detroit.
Okay. Do you want to take out Buffalo or one of the favorites? Colin, we're on 4 road favorites. Is that disaster? We're on 4 road favorites.
Life is about taking chances. Let's rock it. That's our Cover 5 pick. That's Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Catt. Russo and Rizzo saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, 4 to 6, ESPN 106.3.